The new legal highs have been around for a while now, and we're seeing large numbers of people coming in with them. The problem is everybody's very much aware of the really severe episodes where you get a thing called serotonin syndrome, where the drug reacts to your body and your temperature goes up, and a lot of these patients end up in intensive care and die. The thing is, those are the really high-profile ones. What you don't see is the bottom of the iceberg, which is the large numbers of patients who are coming in who've had an ab reaction to them or are worried because they're getting the effects. They're looking for a high, so they get a high, so they come in. And what we've been finding in that group is some are just worried because it's a bit of excitement, but there's a large group that we've found when we do blood tests on them that they've got muscle breakdown. And most of these patients just need to be admitted and given fluid and observed for a few hours. But the thing is, we're seeing that these drugs are deleterious to your body, even when you're taking them and you're not having an effect. So we're just seeing the top small percentage coming at the ED. So there's obviously people out there taking these drugs who may well be damaging their muscle repeatedly. And I think we're likely to see long-term effects from these drugs.
So what kind of damage to muscle is that?
Well, the interesting thing is that these drugs are unregulated. So it's a bit like street drugs. You never know what they've cut it with. So, you know, sometimes it's bleach, sometimes it's any substance just to bulk it up. Now, the legal highs come in sort of flash packets, but once again, we don't know what's in them. So what we're seeing is reactions, not sure exactly what the exact biochemical mechanism is, but in many of the patients we took in, we were checking a level called creatinine kinase, which is just an indication that muscle has been damaged. And a large number of these patients, at least 50% of them, in my experience, when we do a CK, we find they're high. Now, some of them might just be a mild increase, but we've had some who have had really very, very high increases. Now, they're young men. Usually just fluids is enough to treat that and observing them for a day or so. But obviously there's the small minority that end up in high dependency unit or even in intensive care.